direct.
Hooray, hooray, Whoopi New Year.
From WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station.
Happy New Year.
We got the New Year baby with us. It's time for...
Listen Up, Jesus, it's on the air. Whoopi, whoopi, whoopi.
And this is our New Year show.
Sounds like the old shows. Nothing's new. What's new? I don't know. Who is that guy singing? You're Dr. Schiff. That's, I know that.
And who are you?
I'm Baby Palmer.
Oh, you're Dr. Baby Palmer.
Dr. Baby Palmer. Happy baby year.
And that's our good friend, Al Barbarino, who was on the show last week and loved being on our show. He just loved it.
Well, he's such a ham, he would. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I haven't had to make a New Year resolution.
And you're talking over singing, but welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you listen to us. And especially to Palmer. Well, Palmer, okay.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, you shut him off. But what do you got in store for us today, Palmer? You're the producer. What's going on here? This is the New Year show.
What's such pressure? What are you putting pressure on me now?
You're up for re-election. I don't know if you know that or not.
Okay, all right.
You got my vote, though.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I don't have my vote. That's the only problem. Now we have a tie. Listen, listeners, we spent a whole 2 years talking about we want you to listen to God and have a personal, intimate relationship with him. And this show today, Anthony, is going to be the final word on listening to God.
Well, what do you mean by the final word, Palmer?
I don't know.
I know, you scare me sometimes.
Isn't,
you know that?
That so dramatic.
Yeah, it's dramatic, all right.
We're trying to build up enthusiasm. Wait a minute, don't change that dial. Oh, thank you.
But how many of you out there talk to God? Tell the truth. Come on, listen. How many? Raise your hands.
6, 7.
That's quite this.
12, 13. Oh,
it's quite a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus listens. Jesus and God listens when we try to talk to him.
But I have a second question.
Go.
How many of you hear God talking back to you? So where are your hands? Where are they?
Well, okay, you're the authority, and if they don't hear him talking back,
we gotta teach it.
You're the authority, and I'll bow to you. How's that?
Well, I teach using music. I'm sorry.
I know you do, but don't sing.
Well, I'll try not to. But I'm in prayer.
Wait a minute. You're a music teacher?
No, I'm just a music listener.
Oh, okay.
But the words and songs are so good, and they teach. How to listen to God, and are written by people who do listen to God.
Absolutely.
And we're going to start with Tommy Thorell and Al Barbarino. Now, listen, as I have a confession to make.
Another one?
I chose these songs in prayer for last week, but Al showed up with a whole batch of his own. So I didn't have to duplicate the work for today. And it just turned out, Anthony, it's on topic.
Yes,
it's
it
on
absolutely
topic.
Is.
Listen to this first song.
And think, while you're hearing, listening, think about talking to God.
Did you talk to him today?
Just think
I
about
think
it.
Palmer Pascal wrote this.
Love it.
And Al sings it.
Yeah.
And I promise I won't sing over his
and
words.
I love Al dearly.
Talk to him today. Did you say what's in your heart? Did you tell him of the things that are tearing you apart? Did you think to ask his help? You know, you really should. He is waiting on the way. Did you talk to him today? Well, you know, you really could. Did you talk to him of loss? Did you tell him of of your pain. Did you tell him what it cost? Did you ask him to explain? Did you question why it is? Heaven seems so far away.
It's almost like this song is her personal journey through the pain that she had as she was working through the ups and downs of being so ill. And she captured for me, you can tell him everything. And you can say rosaries and stuff like that, that's fine. But he wants to be so personal that if you just open up and let him know everything, even if you're angry as hell at him, that's okay. I've been that way with him. I remember going to confession and telling the priest I'm angry at God because of it, and he said, well, God can take it.
I was just going to say that. God can take it. If you want to be angry at him, you can.
Well, we are made in his image and likeness, and he's perfect. We are far from perfect. But if you talk to him, the other part of the conversation that St. Teresa and St. John of the Cross and St. Catherine of Siena talk about, he'll talk back to you.
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. You know, you just confirmed, you know, as the song was going on, I played Bible Roulette that you taught me to play, and I just immediately hit on Psalm 55. And this is the confirmation of what you said. It's Psalm 55. It just says, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fail. And all you have to do is cast it on him and talk to him about it.
Even in today's epistle at the Mass, St. Paul's telling them the same thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's at today's Mass. You just give it all to God. And does that mean you just throw up your hands and walk away? No, it says, hey, almost like AA, God, I'm powerless in this situation, and I need you to help me. And I found, and I don't know what you found, somehow or other, my thoughts change inside of my head. I get different thoughts and different perspectives and different ideas about how to handle the problem. And to me, that's God talking back. Do I have to discern? Yes. Certainly we heard that a couple of weeks ago. You have to discern. Absolutely. And he responds. Doesn't he do that with you?
Absolutely. And you know what? All my conversations with our Lord, I ask for confirmation, to be honest with you. And I get some sort of confirmation.
You get, how really do you get them? In scripture?
I get referrals to different scriptures, mm-hmm. and just popping in my head. I get something happening mm-hmm. almost immediately afterwards or within a reasonable period of time that I take as a confirmation. And all different. It's not just one way of confirmation. There are all, just like there's all different ways that Jesus and God talks to you through the Bible, talks to you through words, talks to you through so many different ways. That's the way the confirmations come.
And I'm not going to go to the specifics, but I was in a position where I was very worried about someone whom I love. And recently, my usual pattern is to go over and check and make sure everything's, it's got to be done just so. And what I heard in prayer is, be still. Well, the person for whom you pray is okay. Really? I kept saying, really? Be still. Don't do anything. Butt out. Okay, I'll butt out. And I was sitting there, I wanted to make a phone call, but yet I had peace inside, almost something like burning inside of me. And I had all of these kind of images about this was happening to that person, this was happening, and this was happening to that person. Finally, after about an hour and a half of waiting, I was told, all right, now make your phone call. And I made the phone call. Person at the other end responds, oh, okay. I said, how was your day? It was wonderful. We did this and that and this and that. Huh? And then afterwards, I was told, after I finished that conversation, first of all, I told you so. But secondly, and more importantly, all of your anxiety was generated by you. It had no basis in reality. And so that's what we do.
Absolutely.
Our minds go crazy.
Yeah.
And try to get the worst scenarios.
But you should know better. You're a psychologist.
Doesn't make any difference.
And I would think you would know a little better.
I can tell people what to do. Doesn't mean I have to do it.
I'm teasing you.
You know, it just doesn't go down that way, really. And you know, you're going to talk about saints today, and maybe you can even work them in now, who really listened for God.
Yeah, and the whole idea is that when God and Jesus tries to talk to you, we need to make ourselves listen, and we need to discern it, and we need to know that Jesus is telling us something, or God is sending a message to us that's very important, and that might be life-changing. It's so important. So we should listen. Yeah, you're right, John. I have a little different take on the saints today. Being as Sunday is the celebration of the Holy Family, and of course it's Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would do something about, or talk about the Holy Family, but I'd like to talk a different angle. I'd like to bring in other holy families that were connected to the Holy Family.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in Sunday's Gospel, Jesus got lost in the temple. And after 3 days, they found him. And the Holy Family, I mean, what impressed me about that reading was that normally I would think that if you lost your son, heaven forbid, I may be saying to myself, why didn't you have your eyes on him? Why weren't you watching him? Why weren't you this? How could you make him get lost?
Can we do that?
I possibly could. or my wife could say, why did you let him get lost? You're a father. You should be watching. But no, not one word was said about that. Not one word. All they did was look for him. When they found him, they asked him where he was. And that was, to me, that was very inspirational, very holy. So the Holy Family was truly a holy family that stuck together, listened to when God tried to talk to them, and acted. But
even today in the gospel, Joseph is told to go to Egypt.
Yes, absolutely.
And he did it.
And he did it. He listened.
And Jesus was saved.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking to Joseph, like when we talk about the Holy Family, we talk about Mary and Jesus and Joseph, but we know quite a lot about Mary, but we know very little about Joseph and the other members of the close family, like Mary's mom and dad, like Zachariah and Elizabeth.
Yep.
Poor Joseph. Must have been so confusing for him. When he was just about to marry Mary, and he discovered that she was pregnant, but he knew he wasn't the father of the baby. He could have created a huge fuss, but he decided to leave her quietly so that there would be little gossip and less fanfare and as possible. But he did this. When he was about to do it, an angel appeared and said, Joseph, don't be afraid to marry Mary. The son she is going to have has been given to her by the Holy Spirit of God. You will name him Jesus, and he will save the people from their sins. It was a lot for Joseph to take, but he just was an ordinary carpenter living in the town of Nazareth. What was this all about, and what was he to do? But you know what? He listened and understood what he should do. And he married Mary. And he watched over her.
It's wonderful.
And he watched over her. And when the Romans held a census to work out, to find out who had to pay taxes, Joseph took Mary to Bethlehem, which used to be his hometown. It was where they were there when Jesus was born. When Joseph realized that the baby was in danger from the king Herod, he took the family to safety in Egypt. Sometime later, he took them to Nazareth. Joseph was still looking after his family when Jesus was 12 years old, and the family went to Jerusalem, as they do every year. After that, not much is heard about Joseph. And when Jesus was being crucified, he looked down from the cross and told John, one of his disciples, to look after his mother, Mary. Many say that this shows that Joseph must have died and that Mary had become a widow. It was his much later saint, Teresa of Olivia, who encouraged Christians to remember Joseph in a special way. As late as 1933, the Pope started a new festival, and on May 1 each year, for Joseph the Worker, it was declared that that day would be dedicated to Joseph the Worker.
And look at how often he listened, even just those little comments.
Every step of the way he listened. But
can you imagine what their daily life was like?
Dear,
what are we going to do today? I don't know, let me ask God.
Now, let's go to...
I'm sorry. I get silly.
I know you do, but I love you. Let's go to Joachim and Anne.
Sure.
And you know who they were, right? Mary's mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Mary was the mother of Jesus. But many think, who were Jesus' grandparents? The Bible says that the name of Joseph's father was either Jacob or Haley. but there is no mention of Mary's parents. Various stories have been told about them over the years. They usually given the names of Jacqueline and Anne. Anne is often said to have been a wealthy woman, and Jacqueline is described as having been born in Nazareth. And they are considered the parents of Mary. It's also said that they had no children until they were quite old. Then Jacqueline went into the desert and prayed that they may have a child. Anne went to the temple and prayed for the same blessing. An angel appeared to her and says, Anne, the Lord God has heard your prayers, and you shall indeed become pregnant and have a baby. You must name her Mary, and she will be spoken about all over the world.
And doesn't that answer the question, does God really hear our prayers? And
absolutely. Absolutely. An angel also appeared to Jacqueline and told him the good news. 9 months later, the baby was born. It was said that Jacqueline and Anne lived long enough to see the birth of Jesus, but that Jacqueline died just after seeing his grandson presented to God in the temple.
It's wonderful. And both of them again were told by God in advance of what was going to happen, and it happened.
Now let's just talk quickly about Zechariah.
Take it all the time you want.
About Zechariah and Elizabeth, who also God spoke to. And just who were they? Elizabeth was the cousin to Mary. Elizabeth was a much older relative of Mary, too old to have children. But 6 months before Mary became pregnant with Jesus, Elizabeth also became pregnant at the same time. Her husband Zechariah, who was a priest, saw an angel who said, the child shall be named John. At that moment, Zechariah lost the power of speech. Basically because he doubted that his wife could have a baby.
So when you listen, don't doubt. Trust.
Listen with your heart.
That's right.
When Elizabeth gave birth, everyone said the boy should be named Zechariah, like his father. But Elizabeth said he should be named John. And Zechariah wrote down the words, his name is John. Then Zechariah was able to speak again. The boy grew up to be known as John?
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
And you know, I think of him all the time. Poor guy's going all through heaven looking for his head.
And he lost his head, yes.
Yeah, he did, I'm sorry.
Because of his love for God. And didn't so many martyrs die for the love of God?
Yeah. Well, we don't want people to think just because God's talking to them, they're going to die.
No, absolutely not.
But listen, if you want peace and you want to know that you're on the right track, follow what you hear in your heart after
discerning it. Yes, discerning is very important. But yeah, the fact is that God, Jesus, wants to talk to each and every one of us. You know, John is not such a big deal because he talks to Jesus. Jesus wants to talk to all of us. John listens. John knows how to invite Jesus into his heart.
Well, you know, and it's not a big deal to have the God through the Holy Spirit who's in us to teach us truth, to lead us to scripture or to music or to speak in our hearts or to give us wisdom. The kingdom of God is in us, and we have to find ways to try and just be open to it. We don't control God coming to us. He's in us. He controls opening us up. All we have to do is say yes.
Well, how do we prepare ourselves, John? How do we supposing there are listeners out there that would love to talk to Jesus, love to talk to God, but they're lacking something. There's something they're not doing. Tell us.
St. Catherine of Siena gave the answer. She used to say, listen, Lord, your servant is speaking. And she would demand what God would give her. She reported this.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
she did.
In her writings.
Yes.
And then she said, after many, many lessons, she learned to change her prayer Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. How does God speak to us? He speaks to us in so many ways. Spoke to me the other night, telling me to butt out, and made me realize all the troubles that I was imagining were in my head and weren't really happening. When you wake up at night and you're worried about your business.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you can think of all sorts of disasters, don't you?
Yes, and well, sometimes I stay up most of the night, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and it doesn't do any good, does it?
No, but you know what? At that time, when I'm doing my prayers at 3 o'clock in the morning, I do feel like I'm conversing with God.
Well, I'm sure you are. Messages. But you know, sometimes, like, we have to learn to just get out of the way. And that requires learning to be still, to be quiet, so that God can talk to you. You know, if you and I can say something to me in conversation,
Well,
how are you today?
How was your day today? How was your day today, Mama?
How are you?
I'm fine. I've been working hard.
Okay. We can't hear each other because we're talking to each other. And if we're going to have a conversation, it's impolite to talk to the other person while they're talking. And it's the same is true with God.
Good point.
Be still and know I am your God. That's what he tells us time and again. The hardest part for me, because I'm such a blabbermouth, the hardest part is for me to get not my external voice, I can close that down. It's my internal machine gun in the stream of consciousness that never shuts up, that I have to learn to shut up.
Your enthusiasm.
Well, whatever it
is. Actually, that's what it is your enthusiasm for God.
Yeah, and you want to talk to him, and you want him to talk back. Now, the second half of the show today, Tony, I would love for us to go through an exercise of saying good morning to God, okay? And then have a conversation with God.
Why not?
And I want to tell listeners, listen up. You're going to hear kind of a funny thing that happened to me in preparing for this show. We have new equipment.
Oh.
Wonderful equipment. and I was putting it together, and this is before Tony came today, and I was trying it out because, I want to see, can I play the music in the background? And then I want to try the microphones at the same time to see how that worked. And you're going to hear what happened to me. I'm going to leave you in the dark for a few minutes until we get to that point. But it really was kind of unusual. And then after it happened, which I'll explain later, I realized that it was done for the program today.
And this is a very special program, by the way.
Yeah, but if you want to listen to Looney Tunes, keep listening, folks.
Because you got two loonies here.
That's all, folks, you know. I would like to begin with the conversation. Why not? So this is Tommy Thoreau, Al singing. Tommy had brain cancer, and he used to speak to God every day.
Good morning, my child. Let's talk for a while. I've come for to bring you a bright, sunny day. I've watched while you slept, and I gently kept my arms around you to keep hurt away. I want you to know I'll never let go. I'll carry you through the clouds and the rain. Child, never fear. Now there will be times your heart feels like crying. Just give me your tears and I'll turn them to smiles. In all that you do, how much I love you. And call out my name, then I'll take your tribes. Just say Jesus and rest in my arms. I won't let you fall. I'll keep you from harm.
Songwriters whose music we're playing today were dying of cancer, and one was saying, did you talk to him today? And the other put to music the responses he got.
Yes, and can I, listening to the song brought to mind a very depressing period of my life when Joan found out she had ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. And she had a week to get operated on.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, we were both shocked totally, and Joan was so shocked that she really didn't know how to pray. She didn't even know how to talk to Jesus or to God. So unbeknown to me, she played Palmer's song.
Mm-hmm.
Hail Me.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And that was her prayer to God and to Jesus, and that was her talking to God and to Jesus. And the rest is history. When she was totally cured.
Yeah.
And but now today, she talks to God regularly.
Yeah.
Jesus every day, and she journals. And
you know, there are no atheists in foxholes. No,
that's right. But I just, you know, when Al was singing that song, it just brought to mind.
And didn't Al do a beautiful job?
He did a beautiful
song.
Job on it. Yes. And you mentioned
gift.
Palmer, and you mentioned Alan, and so Palmer was very, even though she had passed on in heaven, she was very instrumental in Joan praying and getting cured.
Isn't that special? And you know, I could think of Tommy with the brain cancer. Now I know this may sound depressing to people, but I know what my wife went through with brain cancer, and I know what it was like every morning trying to work through the pain and the disillusionment, and that was there.
Absolutely.
And Rose kept on saying, God's talking to me. He is alive. It is true. And at night, because I have a word gift, which you know, and at night, now Rose always thought I was crazy with the word gift, and I probably am, but at night, as we were, well, she was on the hospital bed and I was on the floor in an air bed, and we'd pray, and all of a sudden the words would flow. And she said, John, that's beautiful. Where is that coming from? I said, it's from the Holy Spirit within me, talking to comfort you. And she could go to sleep. And every night it was, that's beautiful, that's beautiful. And I've told the story before. She was in the respite home, and she had just died, passed away, gone home. And a second later, I heard inside of me in her voice, John, it's beautiful here. It's beautiful here. And it was just like a continuity from the words that we had at night to her feeding back to me, and that it's beautiful there. Now, I don't want to sound like a milksopper-ish kind of guy, but boy, oh boy, was that a confirmation that God talks back to us, and he does teach us, and he heals us again and again and again. And I'll bet, listeners, you have been through moments just like Tony and I, when all of a sudden God started talking. Did it with Joni. I know he's done it with you. He did it with Roseanne. Did it with me. Did it with my first wife, who died of a brain aneurysm. She couldn't talk, but she could write. And she's saying, I love you. Tell the kids I love them. You know, God is there. And always, like that song, watching over us, keeping us safe from harm, even at the moment of death. You know, that's personal. That's what we're talking about. How do you learn to do that? You learn to quiet your inner voice. How do you do that? Can I tell you some of the things I've had to do?
Yeah, by all means, you're the expert on it. I would like to know.
I'm not an expert, but he started training me years ago, but in particular to be still in prayer. And after I started going to adoration, I would get up in the morning. And I remember one morning getting up and trying to take a shower because I wanted to go to adoration. And I hear inside of me, oh, look at the big hero. He's going to go and pray. Oh, whoopee. Isn't he special? I said, what the hell is that? You know? And I'm showering and I, oh yeah, why don't you go back to bed? You're wasting your time. You're stupid. What's the matter with you? And I still didn't know who that was or what that was inside of me. And I said, I don't know who you are or what you're doing, but I'm going to adoration. Yeah, sure. Go. See if I care. Go. So I went down and I heard inside, pray. So I started saying the rosary. What else, right? And I get into the car, and I hear, you gotta be nuts. You think God loves you, and then you're gonna go, and your prayers are gonna be heard? You crazy, what's the matter with you? You know, and I'm going in the car, and I hear, pray out loud. So I started the rosary out loud, and I could still hear that voice inside. Continue praying the rosary out loud. I'm going to pray inside of you to quiet that voice. Okay, so I'm saying out loud the rosary, and inside I'm hearing, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul of the divine mercy. So I have an external prayer going and an internal prayer going. I don't know what the hell's going on, you know? And it turns out, just as I get to the Adoration Chapel and I'm going to open the door, it's the third sorrowful mystery. And I'm saying inside now, because I didn't want people to think I was really nuts saying that loud, you know. Third sorrowful mystery, the crowning of thorns. And then I heard inside of myself, your crown of thorns are your inner thoughts, and they're negative and they're destructive, and I'm teaching you that. Now go in and pray. And Tony, as God is my witness, I went into adoration, and for 1 hour my inner voice was completely silent. Still, it was like almost like I got shock therapy. Do you know what I'm saying? Really? You know, and then I tried to duplicate it other day. You can't duplicate it. The Spirit taught me that, and then eventually taught me how to quiet that voice. And so I would use the Divine Mercy, or I would just use the mantra, Jesus, 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 in my inner voice. In fact, I'm giving you all my secrets, but
little by little, I'm getting everything out of you.
One morning. I'm over there, and I'm hearing, I want you to use my mantra, Jesus. I want you to write my name on a piece of paper 100 times. You gotta be kidding. No, I want you to write my name on a piece of paper 100 times. If you don't, I'm not going to speak to you. Oh, I hope nobody sees. So I got a piece of paper and I started writing Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's 100. And I hear, no, that's only 97. And I counted it. What's 97? I had to put 3 more. He said, now I'll talk to you. Now, whenever you need to get quiet in prayer, you need a mantra. You need a word in your head that will relate to your personality. My word for you is Jesus. Listen as he's saying. The word for you will become apparent as time goes on, as you begin to work with me so that you can be in touch with me. Isn't it crazy?
No, it's not. I say that all the time. I say it when I'm taking a shower, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Okay.
And he didn't tell me to do it. I just do it. I don't know why, but I do it.
I do it.
Sometimes I sing. I sing Jesus, Jesus,
don't,
Jesus.
Please don't sing.
I know, I know,
please,
I know, I know, I know. Al told me to sing. My buddy Al.
But what we're telling the listeners, the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, if you really want to learn to be still, will teach you how to still that inner voice. Will teach you how to quiet down.
And get rid of the outside noise.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I hear. Get rid of your outside noise.
Do you want to know why he gave me words that I had to write every day? He said to me, you are so distractible, I have to occupy the totality of your being. Not only to have you quiet, but you have to write what I say so you can't get distracted by anything else. Because that's the kind of mind I have. I fly all over the place. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. I saw that.
And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. But he got me so occupied. Are you ready for Looney Tunes?
Yeah, I've been prepared for Looney Tunes.
But you know, remember, I had you listen to this before the program to see if this was all right. And listeners, let me tell you what happened. I told you I was testing out new material.
And I can test equipment. That.
Yeah. Yes. And I had played a song in the background. Isn't he beautiful? You know, I don't want to sing it. But
that's good you don't want to sing it. Go ahead.
And then all of a sudden, I had a sense that there were words that were waiting to come out. So I was playing, and I wanted to make sure that we had 2 microphones now. So I wanted to make sure that both of them were going. I said, well, all right. And next thing I knew, I'm going back and forth between the 2 microphones as if I'm at one and Jesus is at the other. It's crazy. I know, but that's what happened.
Am I sitting at the microphone that Jesus was sitting at?
Yeah, you better
I'm
be
on
good.
It.
You
I'm
better
on
be good over there, or you're really in trouble.
I'm on it.
But I just wanted, and when I finished, I said, my gosh, I think you want this on the radio show. And he said, yes, that's
so,
where it's.
So let's go.
Okay? So I'll just call this a dialogue. And I want you to listen to see what happened. Because listeners, it's God talking to you too. He's talking to me generically, but he's talking to your heart. Listen, listen. Hi, Jesus. Hi, Lord. I hear your call. I know you're looking for me. I know you're calling to me in my heart. I know it, God. I know you're here. I know you want to speak to me. And you want to speak to our listeners, Lord. We know that. So, Lord, we just ask you, what is it that you want of us at this very moment in time? What is it? Listen for me in your heart. I want you to know that I will come to you and I will touch you with my love.
because I love you. I love you just the way you are. But Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm lost, Lord. I have trouble trusting you, Lord. Why would you want to love me? Why, Lord? Just call it my weakness. I have a weakness for souls like yours. I just can't help reaching out, touching you with my love. I just can't help doing it. Simply because, you know, I'm your creator. And God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all three in one. We are relationship in love, dear friends. That's who we are. And all we ask is for you to open your heart to us. Open your soul to us. Open your mind to us. Open your body to us. And open your will to us. Let us in. Let us in. Let us do in you all that we wish to do. And all that we wish to do is simply love you our way, not your way, our way. We know what's best for you. We know what must be done in you to make you beautiful inside and out. But Lord, I'm far from beautiful. I'm a mess. You know that. You know that. When I should do things your way, I do it my way. So Lord, I really don't know what to do. Just get out of my way. Get out of my way. Let me in. Let me touch you right now, my way. Let me love you right now, my way. Let me change you right now, my way. I know exactly what needs to be done in you right now. Will you let me do it in you? My way, right now. Lord, you're awfully dramatic. What is this right now stuff? That now passes again and again and again. Why do you say, right now? I don't understand. Well, my friend, you never will understand. Right now means my way in my timeless love within you in your time-driven world of man. Right now means I want to change you forever. My way, internally, experientially, lovingly, gently. That's what I want to do. And why right now is always. And your right nows come and go. So will you let me touch you right now? Right now. Yes, Lord, I surrender. Please, come inside me. Do whatever you need to do right now. Change in me, Lord, now. What needs to be changed so that I can be close to you, Lord. I'll take it right now and any right now that you want. Now you're talking, my friend. Now you're talking. So here I come. Open up. Here I am. I am within you. Right now. Feel my love, my friend. Feel my love. That's my grace exploding in you. That's my presence in you. taking over in you right now. Right now. Yes, it's wonderful. And you say, I'm wonderful. And I say, hey, you're wonderful too. Amen.
Tony. He wants to say to our listeners right now.
So
get us out of the way, Lord. Let us listen. Listeners, I touch your heart right now. You've allowed me in this day, Saturday after Christmas and the Saturday before the New Year. You make me so happy by opening yourself to the silliness of these two men who are on the radio trying to evangelize you. They know they're not the evangelizers. I am. And I'm here now in the hearts of all who have taken this show seriously. And I'm touching you now. And I'm giving you a sense of my true presence in you. For those of you with broken hearts at this Christmas, I tell you now, I know how to handle broken hearts. I'm expert at that. Here, let me rub the chrism of my healing salvation on your heart. Let me touch you now in the way that is most meaningful for you. And those who have serious physical illnesses, who've been given death sentences, 3 months to live, whatever, I tell you now, I'm here. And I'll walk with you in your illness just as I did with Tommy Thoreau and Palmer Pascal and with Roseanne Palmer and with anyone else who's going through such a traumatic kind of thing. I know it's hard for you to accept that you're coming home, but that's all right. It's all right, I understand. But once you accept the truth that I'm alive in you, when you breathe your last breath, I will breathe for you, and you will come to what Roseanne said. It's beautiful here, John. It's beautiful here. And for those of you who don't have terminal illnesses, rejoice with me. To the caretakers of those who are ill, I soothe your tired bodies and your worn-out spirits. And I give you my love. And I give you my love. Thank you for letting me in for just these few moments. Thank you for opening your heart to me in these few moments. You're in my right now. You're in my right now. And my right now is forever in love. So now, I give you the gift internally of being with me forever in my love. I bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Of God the Father. Caught me off to the funny farm, Tony.
John, that was beautiful. You know, it really was. It really was beautiful, and it was inspirational, but I just want to make mention of one thing. When we do create a dialogue with Jesus,
yeah,
he's telling us things from his heart. It's not just idle chatter. Every word just about has a meaning. Either he wants us to do a job, he wants us to evangelize, he wants us to become part of his team. He wants to bring peace to us and love in our hearts. And he has a humor, but that humor is all meant for us to make us peaceful and enjoyable and talking with him. I'm convinced of that.
Oh, and I agree. That's beautiful. And yeah, and he uses his mother.
Oh.
And listen to Al.
You,
the Lady of Guadalupe.
The fountain of my
listen to
life.
These words.
Under your shadow and in your protection, I fear no evil, no pain, no worry.
To talk to you constantly.
Oh Maria, oh most merciful.